Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we are going to dive into Hader being named the closer and Ryan Pressly's reaction to this. There's a new thing this year called Spring Breakout. I didn't know anything about it until about 30 minutes ago. We got some spring training storylines, a little bit of Astros news. And then a couple of fun things, size comparison, which Walt don't even know what that is. The closest stadiums to Panda Express. Have we done that before?
No.
All right.
So we've done every other cheap. There have been other every other cheap restaurant so far.
I like to end the show with something fun. So that's cool. So how you doing, Wally?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
I am doing well. Spring training has started. A couple of little scares, but it looks like everything's going to be just fine.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it a little better, but a little later. But we're much better than one of the top other teams. It looks like they've got some real issues.
Yeah, so I went to Valentine's dinner last night, as you know. Very nice, very delicious. Very expensive, but it was worth it. It was nice. If you take your woman out to a nice dinner, you get dressed up. I think it enhances your love and it builds it even stronger. That's what I think.
Well, the picture that you sent us looked really nice, and you had your driving hat on. Life was good.
You know, someone asked me, "What is that hat?" I go, "I don't know what it's called. I don't know. That driving hat is what I call it too."
Yeah.
That Payne Stewart used to wear them all the time.
But she didn't have the knickers Payne Stewart has.
How do you know?
Well, I haven't seen
it. I'm just kidding. I did not. All right, so let's get into it, buddy. Josh Hader, named the closer. When we had all four of us on here, I believe it was the roundtable episode, we asked everybody, who's going to be the closer? And all three of us, guys, we're like Hader, you know, $85 million, five-year contract, I believe. You don't pay a guy this much to come in and pitch the eighth inning. And so we were right. So what is your initial reaction to finding out that this is actually true?
Shocker.
Really?
You know, who's shocked? No, you said it exactly. You bring somebody in at 95 mil. They're going to get the chance to close. Now, once the season gets started and you have some issues, sore arm, whatever, yeah, you've got Pressly, who's a proven closer, especially in the postseason. But this is Hader's job to lose. Mm-hmm. And he's proven over the last several years he is as good, if not better, than everybody else around. And Pressly was as we would have expected, as a true pro.
Oh, yeah. So Josh Hader named the closer. Ryan Pressly, I didn't even realize it's been that long. He's been the closer for the last, it says 4 years.
Yeah, he's been here, the closer, since 20.
He is on board with it. I guess I wasn't counting 20 because it's 20, 21, 22, 23. Okay.
Yeah, we forget about 20.
Yeah, he's on board with it, considering Hader is one of the most dominant closers in baseball. He also said, I'm paid to get three outs. It doesn't matter if it's the fourth inning or the ninth inning. When the phone rings and they tell me to get in there, I'll get in there. But something else about Pressly, he's one of six closers since 2020, which that's when he came here to be closer, to have 100 saves. One of six. He also said this, because here's my point too, is that you kind of look at these, you know, these baseball players as, you know, like these strong superheroes, but it had to have hurt his feelings, right? It had to hurt his feelings, but he said it was a surprise, but it makes our team better. And that's what you want to hear. And it definitely does make the team better.
No matter who's closing, you've added a super strong arm that lengthens out the bullpen. And with Graven being out for the year, they were short an arm. They had to come up with an arm. And much better to have that arm at the very end, so you've got some flexibility to decide who you want to close, who you want to set. You've got Abreu in the seventh. You know, you've got Montero in the sixth or seventh. You know, if Montero comes back to 22 form, this is going to be a tough bullpen.
Oh yeah, I think our bullpen. Let's look at last year. You got Abreu and then Neris and Presley. Now, if you look at it, it's Abreu, Presley, and Hader. It's an improvement.
I think so too. And you know, one thing with when you look at Neris and you look at Presley, both of those guys are 35 years old. You know, Neris sold himself at the top of his value. Good chance when he comes back at 35. I don't know if he plays at his 30, year 35 or year 36, but you know, like Charles Barkley used to say, old players don't get a year better; they just get a year older. and so, you know, it's going to be tougher for them to be more consistent. Look at Presley last year; he'd have some days when he was really good. He'd have some days when he really wasn't very good. And you're going to see more of those days as he gets older.
Yeah.
Hader is what, 31?
I don't know how old he is.
Something like that. But he's at his prime, and he, who knows, you know, Hader in this last year or two of his contract might be looking at down the same barrel that Presley's looked down this year.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Presley, I guess there's this extra thing, you know, like an extra, I don't know what to say, but like if you're the closer, it's like kind of like being the ace of the starters. You know, you have a designation. You're the closer. You're the main man of the bullpen. And so it has to be hard to give that up. But I think that's how I would be. It's like this guy's dominant. This guy, if you can accept that this guy is probably better than me and all I care about is winning, If that's what it takes, let's do it. And I like his reaction.
I just took a look, and Hader's 29.
Wow.
So he's set for, you know, he'll be 34 through this contract. You know, and this just in, they didn't cut Presley's pay.
Isn't Presley on a 5-year deal?
No, he's on a 3-year deal.
Oh, okay. So how many years does he have left? Just this one and one more?
I think he's got this one and one more.
Yeah. All right. So while you're looking that up, folks, spring breakout. Wally sent me this earlier, and I'm like, what is this? And usually things like this, I kind of skim through it. But I read it, and it's cool. It's really, really cool. So what it is all 30 teams are going to assemble rosters with 20 to 25 of their best prospects. The Astros game will be on March 17 at 9 in the morning against the Cardinals. It's going to be a seven-inning game. And then after that, I think around noon, the Major League team will play. And so one thing they said about this is, like, if you want to see the prospects, maybe that's what you want to see, you have to wait till the end of the game, or you have to go in the backfields to see them. And now, you know how we talk about farm systems and who's got the best this and that? You're going to put your best 25 prospects against another team's top prospects, and you're going to get to see them play each other. You're going to get to see, you know, who might have the stronger, young kids. You know, it's, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a terrific idea. It's really fun to get our young guys against your young guys and see how everybody is. You know, the prospect rankings are just what they are, as paper rankings. We've talked numerous times already in this year in the chats about how the Astros farm system is rated, I think, 29th, but it seems like we're always pumping out new prospects.
Oh yeah.
So let's see what do the numbers really mean. It's, you know, there's a guy, Casey Stern, who talks about a saying, says prospects are cool, parades are cooler. That's all the prospects are supposed to do. All the prospects are supposed to do is to help us get parades.
Yeah, someone mentioned that last year whenever we traded our two of our top dogs. But they talked to a couple of the young kids that are going to be in this game. Top pitching prospect Spencer Arrighetti. They kind of said the same thing. He said, I think it's cool. That's what his comment is. And Jacob Melton, who is now the number one prospect because of us. I already forgot the guy's name, the guy we traded.
We traded Clifford, and we traded Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert. There it is. So Jacob Melton is the new number one prospect for the Astros. And he said it's going to be a cool experience. And I agree with him. So if you look at the schedule in that story, it's on MLB.com. You can see when the Mets play, and then you can see that guy play. I already forgot his name again.
Ryan Clifford.
Drew Gilbert.
Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford. Clifford's the one you know, if you get a chance to get Verlander, you make that deal every day, twice on Sundays.
Yeah.
These guys, as good as Clifford could be, he's 3 years out. But he was the one that I really was hoping they'd be able to hold on to. He was an 11th round draft pick. He had a college scholarship, well thought of, and told everybody he was going to school. Astros paid him like a late first for early second round pick. And so they had him. Well, you know, part of what a farm system is for is be able to use those chips to be able to get proven major leaguers. And that's what the Astros did.
Yeah. I mean, if we don't win a World Series with JV, it may not pay off, but we don't know what these guys are going to do that we traded. They're still prospects. So the jury is still out.
Wouldn't you have made that deal?
Oh yeah. I would have tried to make a different deal to keep one of them, but you know, if you look at it, JV, you get JV for last year and this year. If he throws 140 innings, you get him again next year.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll talk more about him later.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Melton looks like.
All right, so now we're going to talk about spring training storylines, and this is a story on MLB.com by Brian McTaggart. So JV is ailing a little. So question number one, will JV be ready to start the season? It says he's a little behind. He said he had a hiccup. He said, my body does not respond the same at 40 as it did at 25. I'm a couple weeks behind. Dana Brown said, I trust JV's judgment. When he knows he's ready, he'll be ready. It's all up to him.
Well, first I tell JV, wait till he gets to 60. He won't be playing, but yeah, it doesn't. And things don't turn around all that quick. Yeah, it seems like he's going to be okay. Seems like he's going to be ready. But if he has to wait and they have to start him as the fifth starter first time through, that makes him the de facto number one starter for the rest of the season. You put him in at that last part, you start Fromber, run all the way through, JV's five, then you pick up with Fromber again. It gives him an extra week. I'd love to have him against the Yankees, because this that Yankee series is going to could be a real tone setter for the season.
Yeah. So if he's not ready, we're going to miss that big matchup, JV versus Cole, in the first game of the year, which we're never going to get it. Something always happens.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. But we, you know, we'll be, we should be fine as long as the Minute Maid curse doesn't come up and bite us.
Yeah. So the question is, will JV be ready to start the season? I have no idea. Only JV knows. Question number two, will Alex Bregman get an, Astros and Alex Bregman get an extension done during spring training? Because these players do not want to negotiate during the season. I'll let you start. I got to think about it.
I think we need to read between the lines of what's going on. We talked about a little on the last cast about how some of the talk about Tucker has come up.
Yeah.
You know, you could look in that one of two ways. This is, you know, Bregman's people might have said, no, we're not signing an extension. I think a lot of this is also could also be a delay. I'm surprised that Chapman has not gone into a camp to set that market. At some point in time, Chapman, you know, the Chapman factor goes away, and who knows? You could even be looking at a situation where Crane says we've got enough money to sign either Tucker or Bregman. But you can't sign both. I was listening to Eduardo Perez on MLB radio this morning. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when that came on, but I had saw a clip of it already before we did the last podcast.
I was really surprised. He loves Tucker, but he said, give me Tucker or give me Bregman. He says, I signed Bregman because he says that's just a tougher position to, tougher position to fill.
Yep.
Hopefully the Astros are given that opportunity to get both of them. I mean, Crane's going to swing at both of them.
The thing about that, if the Astros start extending and giving $30 million, $25 million to all these offensive guys, I'm personally going to be worried that we're going to turn into the Angels. Because the Angels have all the offensive power in the world, but they never have pitching. And I don't want to turn into that. But if you look at what we got coming up with Spencer Arrighetti, and even, like I said, Rhett Coba, and there's other guys down there, I don't know. Maybe we just have some young, cheap pitchers for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I think as long as we've got Jim Crane as compared to Artie Moreno, we've got a plus there.
he's proven this is the first time he's done it, I believe, but he went over that threshold, and he's pretty close to going to the second one. So I don't know. He said the window's going to stay open as long as I'm here. So he's probably going to do what he's got to do. And hopefully the Astros understand this too. I mean, they have to, they got to be smarter than us, that Bregman is going to be tough to replace. And what it said in this story is that he knows his value, and he's going to want his value. And his value isn't Jose Altuve contract. That's not his value.
No, it's not. A couple things here. We've talked to Bregman's. This is Bregman's last big contract. This is a classic free agent situation. Yep. He's going to get what he can get. Second thing, you're seeing more and more teams that are saying, to heck with it, we're going over the threshold, we're going to win. Look at what the Dodgers have done. You know, that 2 years ago, that threshold was kind of a line that people didn't want to cross. Now you're seeing more and more teams that just don't care. And that could be something that comes up into the next collective bargaining agreement, that if it turns into the Dodgers and the Yankees and you get the same team starting to win again, the MLB may want to put a harder cap in. That's going to be a hard fight.
Yeah. What's going to end up happening, they're going to have a small market playoffs. They get a little trophy. All right, number three, is Jake Meyers ready to take over at center field? Dana Brown said, we would like to see what Myers can do. His defense is pretty special.
Yeah, Ryan brought something up a couple of casts ago. And, yeah, I'd really, quite honestly, I never really paid attention to it. He said, when Myers gets a chance to be the guy, you know, he does well. And before he got his shoulder hurt in 21, he was out in center field every day. Yeah. And he looked like he was going to be something special. You know, elbows and shoulders are two different animals. You get elbows, they've kind of figured out what you need to do to fix them. Shoulders are still kind of a mystery. Look at all the pitchers that have been had their careers ended by rotator cuffs. And they never really quite figured those shoulders out. Hopefully Jake has got his figured out, because even if it's affecting his throwing, it's got to affect his hitting too. He's been stand up about everything, and hopefully he does well.
So to go on what Ryan had said on the podcast, he said that, and I don't know, this is kind of stuff that I can't find. Someone else has to do it, and I have to find their work. I can't do the work. But he said, when Jake is given a long time, he's good. But when he said also about Chaz, when he gets a long time, he starts tailing off at the end, right? He said something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. Well, Go for it, Jake. I hope it works out.
Yeah, well, Dusty was never going to let anybody play more than 4 or 5 days in a row. Unless your name's Bregman, Altuve, Pena, or Bray. Your outfielders are kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I don't know what to call this section, so I just call it Astros News. I think somebody pointed it out in our little chat room that they noticed that Framber Valdez cut his hair off, but I don't even think it was really hair. I would say he untied his hair, because they were probably extensions. But he looks good.
Well, I think what happened is he and Garcia were upset at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Garcia said, I'm not giving you my beads.
I don't know how they would want that hair. I think Framber Valdez has to wear like a size
Garcia
hat.
Said, man, I'm not playing for another 4 months. I'm not coming to give you beads every night. You just need to cut that stuff.
I mean, I have no hair, but I still wouldn't put beads in my hair if I did have them. But looking good, Framber. Looking good. You're going to be the man. We need you to come back. Come back strong. Framber's going to be very important.
If Framber would be consistent, he could have his hair however he wants to.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, to be transparent, I could care less what he looks like as long as he pitches well.
And we all we joke around and say, are we going to get good Framber or bad Framber tonight? Are we going to get good Christian or bad Christian?
He was so good. Framber was so good, and I don't know if he got tired. I have no idea, but he tailed off. Something happened.
Once he threw that no-hitter, it was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Like 1 point something ERA, and then the last 2 months was like almost six. Yeah. All right, number two, this was a fan favorite, and so I think a lot of people are happy for him that he's getting a chance elsewhere. But Enoli Paredes, love this guy. He came out and he was exciting. He had that amazing smile. I mean, if you're not a Enoli Paredes fan, we all wish he was still here. We all loved him. But he signed, a minor league contract with the Milwaukee Brewers. So I wish him luck, because he's amazing.
Yeah, I wish him luck too. He seems like just a genuinely nice young man. You wish it would have worked out here. You know, really wasn't that great down in Sugar Land. And you hope for him that things, you know, go well until he plays us and he can blow up and go go back to
hopefully he
pitching
makes
great against it. Go ahead.
No, I said hopefully he makes the team.
Yeah, I hope he does. He had that. I sent you that thing about Anoli's cannolis.
Yep. And, so they were talking about that on the broadcast one night, right? Anoli cannolis.
Yeah.
And there was a guy pitching. I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Castellanos. It's just some dude that they called up. He was here for a little while. Pretty decent, you know, relief pitcher. But I don't remember his first name, but it was Castellanos. But they were talking about Anoli Paredes. And they said maybe Castellanos needs a nickname too. You know, just joking around. And so I tweeted it out and I tagged Blummer and I put Castellanos Chilirianos. And so they said it. They said it on the broadcast. And it was, we were playing the Padres and getting blown out. And it was almost midnight. And, you know, it was cool. I still have the video on my phone. I recorded it.
That's cool.
All right. I don't have this channel, and I don't know if you got to watch it, but I think they replay it like three times afterwards. But my boy, Luke Berryhill, he has that new song out called Road to the Show. And it is amazing. He was his dad sent a copy of the song to the network. And so they had him on MLB Tonight. And I didn't get to see it, but hopefully they posted on the website. They're going to talk about his new song. And it's supposed to come out when spring training starts, which I don't know.
I haven't heard it yet, but good luck to him.
Yeah. I wish I could play it on here. It is so good. His other songs are really good. But this song, it's his voice, the music, the way it's put together. It's amazing. I mean, it is a 25,000 star. It's awesome. I cannot wait for everybody to hear it, especially baseball. Baseball fans are going to love it. The road
maybe,
to the show.
Maybe the Astros, maybe Blummer and TK can play it as the intro and the outro music.
He should. I'm going to use it on this. So at the very beginning, I'm going to give you all a spoiler because I heard it. At the very beginning, he's talking about downing like a soda in the bottle so he could spit in the bottle. So he could spit his chewing tobacco in the bottle. And that's what I used to do. I did that stuff forever. And I used to go buy 20-ounce sodas and drink it. And sometimes I'd pour it out halfway through because I'm just buying it for the bottle. And that's the first thing they said. And it's just a great song. So when it comes out, I'll definitely let y'all know. Next topic, JP France is also behind. So JV and JP is behind. JP France has shoulder inflammation. And this is what I love, dude. And I think Ryan brought this up, and maybe you did too. Dana Brown said, I'm not worried about it. They asked him, you know, they were interviewing him on the field. He goes, I'm not worried about it at all. We have depth in the minor leagues. We'll figure it out. So if you have JV, JP, LMJ, and Luis out, I wrote down who could be the five, and Framber, CJ, Hunter Brown, Urquidy, and Belak. We'll be fine for a while with that.
Yeah. The issue with the Astros, unlike what we've had in the last several years, is that we play 20 games in 21 days. Last couple of years, it seemed like we would play six and take a day off. We play eight and take a day off. And so you really did need a fifth. Now we've got to have a fifth. And our early schedule is pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to make sure that we've got a full staff. You know, it's the kind of, I don't see Crane doing it, but you could see if things got tough, they'd have to make a move on a starter. I hope they don't get Snell, because I think Snell is kind of fool's gold. He's had some great years. He's won 21 games one year. He won the Cy Young last year. All those other years, he's just been very, very mediocre and taxes a bullpen.
Yeah. We all want who do we want? I can't think of people's names today.
Yeah.
The one that went to Kansas City. Greinke. I want Greinke. If we got to pick somebody up, give me Greinke.
Hey, Greinke's at least good for the stories.
Yeah, just give me Greinke. He's just got to pitch a couple times. Let me get them in the bullpen. He came out of the bullpen once, and he looked really good.
Yeah, Hinch was such a great manager, but the one thing that I do wish that the one mistake that he made was pulling Greinke against the Nats. He should not have done that.
Yep. And I think Ryan spoke about this earlier, and whenever I just read it, like Espada said, I'm not worried about it. We have depth in minor leagues. We'll figure it out. Whenever someone asks Espada a question, he doesn't skate around it. He answers the question, and this is refreshing. This is really, really nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other pitcher is Montgomery. You know,
Jordan Montgomery?
Yeah, Montgomery caught lightning in a bottle last year.
Yeah. We should have got Will Smith. He went to the Royals, so that could be your World Series champions unless they trade him halfway through. He's not very good, but he knows how to win.
Or he knows how to be on winning teams.
That's true. All right, so now for a little fun. Wally doesn't know what this is. Size comparisons. And for any of you that have your mind in the gutter, get it out of there. All right, so here it is. I'll let you know right away. Shohei Ohtani, it's going to be baseball players compared to other people. And they they're the same size. Shohei Ohtani is 6'4". And I guess you can kind of get an idea of like other people like, oh, okay, that's how big that person is. 6'4", Randy Moss. That's his comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Altuve. Now, I don't know if this is a shot at him or this is just, he's just trying to find people of different sizes. And you've heard this name in the history books, and now you've seen Jose Altuve, and you can be like, wow, that's how big this guy was. Napoleon Bonaparte, 5'6". And that dude was a world leader, a feared man, and he was a little guy because Altuve's small. All right, 5'10", Andrew McCutchen and Guy Ferreri. Ferreri, I don't know, he has a weird name. Max Fried and Snoop Dogg are both 6'4". What were we going to say?
No, I was. Keep on.
All right, Masataka Yoshida, is that the new Japan pitcher that got picked up by the Dodgers? Perhaps.
Yeah, Yamamoto.
So that's a different guy, Yoshida. This might be the one that went to the Giants.
I think he went to the Red Sox.
Oh, Red Sox. See how much I know. He's 5'8". So when you see him pitch, same height as Joe Rogan.
No, a different guy.
Anthony Rizzo. He's 6'3". Donald Trump is 6'3". Zach McKinstry. I don't even know who that is. Probably some young kid. I don't know. 6 foot tall. And so is Joe Biden. That's size comparisons. How tall are you, Wally?
5'9".
5'11" over here. I don't know who's 5'11". You know, if you're 5'11", you're like 1 inch away from 6 feet. My whole life, I could be saying I'm 6 feet, and I just can't say it.
I was 5'8" when I was in junior high school. Grew an inch when I was a freshman in high school. That was it.
Dang. When I remember in junior high, I played basketball in 7th grade, and I was like 4'7". 8th grade, 9th grade, I'm always in the front row on the end. They put us in line. The smallest guys are in the front row on the sides. I'm always the smallest dude. And I think my senior year, that's when I got up to 5'11", I believe. Other than that, I was pretty small. All right. I got to get the guy's name again. So, oh, wow. Was that loud? I don't know if that was loud, folks. I'm very sorry. I gotta look it up, Wally. Brooks Gate. B R OOKSGAT, Brooksgate. That's who I'm stealing all this from. I messaged him and told him I'm stealing all of his stuff. And he said, cool. So this next one is, we've done Waffle House, right? What was the other one? The first one wasn't Waffle House.
We did Waffle House. We did, what was the other one?
It was the very first
Seattle one. Seattle was the farthest away from both of them.
I know.
Oh, it was Chili's.
Chili's, yeah. So this is Panda Express. And I eat Panda Express quite a bit. But I only wrote down like the top three where the Astros are and then the bottom. All right, so number one, it's tough competition. Very tough. The Angels, 0.39 miles from the nearest Panda Express. The Diamondback Stadium, 0.62 miles away from Panda Express. Atlanta comes in at number three, 0.63. Washington, 0.69. And there are nine teams, or there are nine stadiums that are less than a mile away from a Panda Express. That's probably on purpose.
You ate a Panda Express all the time. I can't ever remember going into a Panda Express. I've had like work lunches when people brought Panda Express out to the lunch, but I've never gone to a Panda Express on my own.
I go to Panda Express. It has to be when we're out. We have to be in a certain area, or my wife picks it. I eat what she says. That's pretty much what happens.
Smart man.
All right, so number 30, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, which is furthest away from everything until this guy does a Starbucks one. But it's only 6.5 miles, 6.2 miles.
Yeah.
Usually it's like 300, 600 miles away. He was like 600 miles away from a Waffle House, right? Number 29 is Pittsburgh, 6.19. And the Astros are number 15, 2.01 miles away from a Panda Express. That's all I got, Wally.
Just ready to start hearing some more news coming out of spring training. It's nice to see that JV was actually throwing off a mound, which leads me to believe he's pretty well aware of what he has, and he's got it under control.
Yeah. So when is the Astros' first spring training game?
Next Saturday, isn't it?
Next Saturday. So when does everybody else show up? Let me check the socials. I haven't got any comments yet.
Next Saturday's the first game.
Really?
24th. I think they start showing up Monday.
Most of them are probably already there.
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
I work during the day, right? And what, Tuesday I did the softball game, so I didn't get to watch TV or anything. And then last night was Valentine's dinner, and today we went to Walmart, and then I came on here. So I really don't know a lot of what's going on with baseball. Just what I learned today doing the show.
No, you know, the only thing that's come up that's really a really newsworthy, and when you start talking about what the Astros want to do, is you always want to get through these spring training weeks without getting people hurt.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing that's going on in Baltimore is pretty tough, and you hope the Astros don't have to deal with that. What the Astros have so far looks like normal aches and pains.
What happened in Baltimore?
Well, you've got Bradish. The story stands by Bradish. Kyle Bradish has a sprained UCL.
Mm. And is he a pitcher?
He's a pitcher that just ate our lunch last year. And he's got a sprained UCL, and that many times leads to a TJ.
Mm.
And you've got John Means, who's got an elbow issue. He's had elbow issues before. I think he's had TJ once. And for his sake, you hope it doesn't come back, because he's really a good pitcher. And then Gunnar Henderson has an oblique issue, which they said is minor, but obliques are obliques. We saw what happened with Yordan last year.
Wow. Who's that really good player for Baltimore? I don't know if he's a catcher.
Well, Rutschman.
Yeah. I think it's
Adley Rutschman. Yeah. Yeah. He's.
So somebody was, somebody showed something about him, you know, like he's just brand new. And it seems like Juan Soto's been around forever, but he's older than Juan Soto. That's what the post was about. That's nuts.
I think he's 23.
That's crazy.
He went to Oregon State and came out and spent a year in the minors. And this is his second full year, I believe. He came up a half a year and then spent a year. And then this is his second full year. And he had that first half year. But, he's the real deal.
That's good. And Juan Soto went to the Yankees, so.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun series. I wish I could go. It I think sure you're is. Probably going to go to one game, right? And Ryan's probably going to go to a game. Our girl Steph's probably going to get season tickets, and she's probably going to go to the game, and I'll just be here working. Okay. But anyway, that's all I have, folks. Wally, it was fun.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the podcast tonight as much as we enjoyed doing it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We will see you next time on Ask
Kroger. Thank you, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.